T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we are, jumping off an hour or two of Sports Talk. Glad to be back on the show. Had to take care of some administrative stuff the first hour. Mike D, thanks for kicking us off here. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia. I'm Christian Garrick. Still kind of digesting the news that we heard about 24 hours ago that Sean Payton is stepping down as the Saints head coach after 16 seasons. And now the conversation also starts to turn to who could be on the radar to replace Sean Payton. In-house, we've all, Mike and Bobby, talked about the Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, in-house, perhaps being elevated to head coach. If you go outside the organization, a couple things we've talked about is it brings down, there's going to be a lot more turnover and changeover on the staff. And I think what's interesting, I was thinking about this earlier today, is all four coaches in the AFC and NFC title games are all offensive-minded coaches. Does that play a factor at all for you, Mike?
I think you go out and hire the best coach for your situation. I've always felt that in the businesses I've been involved with, that you go out and you hire the best people. Now, the trend has certainly swung dramatically toward
offensive coaches.
Yep. But I think about it. Mike Vrabel is a defensive-minded coach with the Titans. Belichick's a defensive-minded coach with the Patriots. I look in college football, which is dramatically even more so than the NFL. And who's in the championship game? Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, two defensive-minded coaches. So you hire the best guy, but, man, there's been a ton of them from the offensive side to football because the rules are made for that.
Plus, they're drafting young quarterbacks, so they want quarterback offensive-oriented guys to help develop the quarterback. Bobby, you know that well.
It's the pitch and catch part of the game.
A lot of it is fit, too, you know, with these guys.
Well, to me, I'm a Pete Carmichael fan, not as a head coach, but to run the offensively because what he's accomplished given the opportunity. Bounty Gate. The Saints had the number one offense in the NFL. Now, Drew Brees at quarterback. And I brought this up yesterday. You remember Bill Pullian, the general manager? He was an old USFL guy with the Bills, and he goes with the Colts. And I saw him in the press box. You know, he wouldn't even like – and I've had conversation with him. He was so embarrassed. When Pete Carmichael scored like 60-some points.
He wouldn't even look at you.
He wouldn't even look at me. He was so embarrassed what just occurred. And even look at how he managed the game, that being Pete Carmichael to win with Dennis Allen, when we won 9-0 against Tampa Bay. No, you might say, well, what did he do that was so magical then? No, he understood you want to win the game and what it's going to take. I think Pete Carmichael running the offense. You can have a defensive-minded coach. I trust Pete Carmichael. He has enough skins in the wall to develop a future quarterback, or even if you're going to go with Jameis Winston, I think Jameis Winston would have no problem with Pete Carmichael.
Right to Oaken Heart Jewelers, talking text lines. Jamie in Bocalusa. What's going on, Jamie? You're on WWL.
Hey, I just wanted to thank Coach Payton for the last 16 years. I grew up in the 70s, so I appreciate this. Last 16 years. But my question is, do you think he'll keep the Who Dat Nation's heart in mind when the Cowboys come calling?
I think he'll keep his pocketbook in mind.
Yeah, no.
Come on. And I also think he wants some power because, you know, he had a lot of stroke here with the Saints. It comes down to personnel decisions, things that you're surrounding people, so to speak, around your supporting staff. You might get that at some places and some places you don't. Are you going to get that in Dallas?
No. Nope.
Not when Jerry's there. Now, maybe with Steven, you know, when Jerry decides to retire or whatever. But you're not getting that with Jerry. You're going to run it Jerry's way.
Yeah,
and Jerry's he knows world. It.
Well, and I'm trying to look for this text. We're getting a bunch of texts coming about. But you know what makes sense? And that now I'm looking at crystal ball into the future. What if the Chargers
it would intrigue me.
Underachieve again. Sean, I mean, he's familiar with the West Coast. He's kind of an L.A. kind of guy.
And his daughter's there.
Yes, his daughter's there. To coach Justin Herbert and the Chargers. You can't get any bigger than that. And Sean Payton will look at that. Or L.A. or the other L.A. or the other LV, Las Vegas, the Raiders. Can you imagine Sean Payton in Las Vegas and all of a sudden?
Come on, Mark Davis doesn't control anything there. He gave that over to Mike Mayock, and nothing against Mike, but he's never been a scout or a coach, and he becomes general manager. He was doing TV, like we were.
Sean, to me, that'd be more attractive in the future, the Chargers or the Raiders than Dallas, because of the kind of control he could have.
So we're all resigned to the fact that we fully expect at some point in the next 4 years
that he's going to coach.
That Sean Payton's going to be coaching.
I think
it'll
be less than four, but I do think he'll be back. Yes.
2024-25, right after the Saints contract runs out. So
no, I think it'll be before then.
So it might be. So the Saints will get some compensation. And so Mickey Loomis is the man, almost like a Matthew Stafford. Maybe not at that level, but still, we got to get something for one of the greatest coaches ever.
And we ain't talking about no third or fourth round.
No,
pick.
These are first rounders.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Bobby Aver, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. Sports Talk rolls on. You can jump in the conversation at 504-260-1870. Who do you want to be the Saints' next head coach? And if you want to say farewell to Sean, feel free at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines are open. I got about three open. Still kind of digesting and processing the news we heard yesterday. Sean Payton stepping down as the Saints head coach after 16 seasons in New Orleans. Jermaine in Arlington, Texas on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead, Jermaine. You're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Long time no talk to.
All right, Brad. How you been?
I'm doing just fine. Well, I want to go ahead and address Sean Payton stepping down. You know, much love and respect to him and everything he's done with the Saints organization. Here's the special thing about it. When you got somebody that comes along and was able to accomplish something that you never thought you'd see in your lifetime by bringing a Super Bowl to New Orleans, whoever thought that seeing a Super Bowl trophy in New Orleans was even possible?
Well, the reason why we thought it was possible, I could tell you this, after his first season, I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm
going to have to wear a damn dress at the Buddy D dress parade when we lost to the Bears. To me, that's what was shocking. The very first year, you make it to the NFC Championship
29
game.
New starter, 29 new players on the team, new staff, didn't know about Drew Brees with his shoulder, and you get to the NFC Championship.
Well, and maybe,
that's coaching job Sean ever did.
And so maybe, Jermaine, the stars were aligned because we were only 10-6, but we were the number two seed. We only had to win one game. We beat the Eagles. What? We in the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl. Now, that's when I thought maybe it could happen.
Right. Now, my point exactly now, I was talking about prior to him when he first got there. But that 2016, will always hold a special place in my heart also.
Yes.
Because that 2016 laid the foundation for everything that we have now experienced because of it.
Jermaine, Sean and Drew, along with Mickey, changed the narrative surrounding that franchise. And what I mean by that is...
And it continues to change.
Yeah, it's changing it now. It's changing now. But they changed it for the course of 16 years. In other words, remember when Sean Payton said yesterday in 2006 when he took the job, he knew that because of Katrina, they weren't winning very many jump balls with free agents and coaches.
You have to go above and beyond board then.
Yeah. But
once you're established, now people want to come to the Saints.
Guys started saying, I want to come play with Drew Brees and Sean Payton.
Yeah. That's it. You touched upon it. A lot of players, one of the first things they said when they signed with the Saints, I get to play with Drew Brees. He gives me a shot to play in the Super Bowl. And for a lot of players who have been on middle range to bottom teams to have that opportunity, now both are gone. So that advantage you had at one time, now you got to be able to maximize it and say, hey, look the talent we have on defense.
It ain't there no more. It's like Schwegman making groceries.
But you got to flip it now. Look the talent we have on defense. Now we need to get that upgrade on the offensive side of the football.
Well, we need Michael Thomas to kick ass. How about, come on.
Yeah, yeah. That's all well and good, but if you don't have a quarterback that's going to get it to
him. That's going to be the key.
I mean, I love Michael Thomas and his ability, but he's not going to put up the numbers that he did without a good quarterback.
Well,
you know that, Bobby.
It's not going to be record-breaking, but what if he all of a sudden dictates how the defense is going to play you? Now, who's the second and third guy? And look, Callaway's making a huge leap considering the responsibility they might give to him. But as far as, like, Traquan... What you know the Central Florida receiver I want is that guy with
Gabriel Davis.
Yeah, I go with 200 yards. I wish we had him.
Man, that guy has been like that from high school to college and now in the NFL. And the one thing he laughed about, man, when I got Stephon Diggs on one side and Cole Beasley in the slot, I ain't ever seeing double coverage again.
See, that's what you want. Can you, Michael Thomas, all of a sudden – he's drawing double coverage, and the defense has to pay attention. That's what Jameis Winston, whoever's the quarterback, that's what you have to realize. Okay, here is the focus on Michael Thomas. Now you got to feed him now and then, but then it makes when you're reading the coverage so much easier. Now, the guys who have single coverage, they got to win. You always got Alvin Kamara out of the backfield. We know that, but who's going to be maybe that tight end? Can the tight ends please step up? You know, can they please – beat a linebacker or a safety and win? Because then I get a double team.
Just catch it.
Then I getting double team.
And catch it.
And then whoever's that slot receiver or the other receiver, you should have success. They're not going to be double teaming you.
Bobby and Mike, I'll start with Bobby. Give me one candidate outside the Saints organization that you would want to bring in for an interview.
Aaron Glenn, it ain't even close.
No, but you can almost consider Aaron Glenn an in-house candidate.
Even though he's in Detroit.
Yeah, he's still kind of considered an in-house because he's here.
The one guy I would want to talk to, Brian DeBall, the offensive coordinator with the Buffalo Bills.
What about Kellen Moore?
Hell no.
Let him stay with Jerry.
Why is that? Why is such
a
visceral
reaction?
Okay,
were you impressed with their offense this year?
No, they were good.
But look at talent.
They set number one and all that, but they started out like gangbusters.
Now, keep in mind, I didn't say hire. I said
no. I get you. My thing is Brian DeBall. I look at the success he's had with the Bills and how well he has been able to get that sander and get some of the rough edges off of Josh Allen. If he can bring Josh with him, I'd hire him in a second.
I am not going to poo-poo the Cowgirls offense. Because when you're number one.
Not the talent.
Because you're number one, you're number one. Okay, but let me tell you how I always say this. It's a shame. It's almost a travesty. In 2011, the Saints didn't go to the freaking Super Bowl. We always say this, the Nolan no call. But I look at 2011. Oh, my God, we were freaking welcome, Pink Floyd, welcome to the machine. With Jimmy Graham and Darren Sproles and all. Christian, let me say it right quick. The 2011 team gained an NFL record 7,474 yards of total offense, right under 7,500 yards. And that figure did not include over 1,098 yards to be exact, that the Saints racked up in playoff games. Now, think about this. Remember that damn freaking 49ers? Okay, this is what happened. Okay, when you look at Dallas, look at the Cowgirls. They had the NFL's number one total offense in 2021, but they had 555 fewer yards than that Saints team in 2011, despite playing the Saints, or I should say Dallas playing one more game than the Saints. So we did that in 16 games. It took them 17 games. And they were 555 yards shorter.
How impressive were they against the 49ers offensively?
Who's that, the Saints or?
The Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, it was like, did they wake up? It's like they hit the snooze alarm. They hit the snooze alarm and didn't get going till it was too late. I think they should have took the ball from the get-go and tried to set the tone instead of deferring, and all of a sudden, what? They're losing 7-0. All of a sudden, their sphincter and start tightening up like, oh, we're losing 7-0. That was the worst thing that could have happened to Dallas.
And Jimmy G had a brain magnet in that game.
Yeah, he was trying to let Dallas win.
It was unbelievable.
All right, right back to Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. TJ in South Carolina. What's going on, TJ? You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, TJ.
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just had a quick question. I had a coach that was in mind. I know a lot of people aren't talking about him. But what about Doug Peterson, you know, the former coach of the Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, this is a guy who won the Super Bowl. He had two division titles in NFC East. I mean, he had Carson Wentz playing on an MVP level before he tore his ACL and his LCL.
That is true.
Won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's somebody that
has Louisiana connection.
A lot of people aren't really paying attention. Yeah.
It's a Washington kid that came to Louisiana to play football, college football.
No, listen, I think Doug Peterson will get another opportunity because when you get 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired, why not? He's a Super Bowl winner. And then, now, you know what they say sometimes, though? Okay, he was the head coach. But was he really coaching Nick Foles? You know who gets credit for that?
Frank Reich, who's the head coach today.
He's the one that gets the credit. I don't know why, but he just does.
Peterson was the play caller.
But you can also say that the following year they did wind up in a divisional round against
the
Saints.
That's right.
Sure, so did. I mean, you can say, you know, you got to give them credit there. But I just feel like it was somebody. A lot of people need to consider, you know, Doug Peterson. I know he kind of left on bad terms in Philly.
Oh, it was really bad terms. It was really bad terms.
Yeah. Wasn't on the same page as the owner when it comes to the future with Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts.
You rubbed the owner the wrong way. You unemployed.
I'm a Doug Peterson fan. I think I look at all the coaches. There's no reason why, considering you won a Super Bowl, it wasn't that long ago. Hello, Steve Geller and the Eagles. I mean, E-A-G-L-S, Eagles. Come on, that wasn't that long ago.
Don't take his moment away. Geller been waiting all those years for that.
Yeah,
take that away from him.
Do you know if you go outside of the stadium, they got a statue of Doug Peterson?
Yeah.
He's actually part of a statue. How many coaches or players said they have a statue? Like, we know Steve Gleason, the block punt and all that. So Doug Peterson, hell yeah, he deserves that opportunity to be a head coach in NFL.
TJ, thanks for the phone call. Back to our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text lines. We find Julie. Go ahead, Julie, in Baton Rouge. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Bobby, this question is for you. And forgive my memory, but when you were with the Saints, did you switch head coaches during your years in the Saints, or did you have the same head coach the whole time?
Julie, that's a good question. Bobby and I talked about it off the air. He can talk about it.
Yeah, it was that. No, when I first came, Bum Phillips was here, and then interim head coach Wade Phillips, and then but basically it was Jim Mora. You know, 85, 86 when I came here. So it was really all Jim Mora. Dave Wilson was the supplemental, a number one draft pick out of Illinois. So that was the transition. It was me, Dave Wilson, and Richard Todd, who came, you know, from Alabama and played with the Jets. So, no, I can tell you that Coach Mara brought a lot of stability as far as what it took to win. We didn't win anything, but we still had a winning product. We won double digits. I'm looking at in 87, the strike year. We won 12 games. They canceled the game, so we were 12-3. In 88, we were 10-6. Limited, expansion of the playoffs, so we didn't make it. In 91, won the NFC West, 11-5. 92, 12-4. So, no, it gave the fans hope. We won in the regular season, but we didn't really win anything. But it's
for the players now of, you know, whether it's internal or external, we get our next coach. You know, what are they thinking right now? Because, you know, I'm feeling for them.
Right.
You know, I want
that's
them
a good
to
point,
all
Julie.
That, that's together. A, yeah. I want them all to feel still cohesive. I want them to still feel like they're
amen.
And so what are they feeling?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what they're feeling.
They
feeling, especially from a defensive perspective, hell yeah, they want Dennis Allen. They trust Dennis Allen. They know Dennis Allen knows what the hell he's doing. They even trust Pete Carmichael. The culture that Sean Payton has laid down the foundation, why would you change that? The Saints are winners. They won the NFC South four straight times. Now, hey, Bear, what about the Super Bowls? Well, everybody wants to win the freaking Super Bowl. Everybody wants to do that.
Andy Reid took him a while to get one.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, the foundation, I'd be shocked. So you go through the process, the Rooney Rule and all that, but I would be somewhat shocked if they don't stay within house.
And Dennis Allen.
Because we have that good of a staff. We truly have that good of a staff. Now, you plug and play and all that. And listen, I think Eric Bieniemy might be awesome. An opportunity. But look how things have to change. You might say, well, sometimes that's a good thing to light a fire underneath you. But when you look at right now where this team is at and we're trying to get stability, all we dealt with, and we were displaced because of the hurricane. You look at freaking, it's been COVID seasons, even though it wasn't a COVID season this year, and what you're dealing with, it definitely wasn't the Dolphins game. So you got that, and you got all the injuries. Now's not the time to jump ship, if you know what I'm saying. We had a winning record. You want that stability going forward. So, no, and it changes year to year. Julie, I would stay in-house because the players are motivated and they trust the coaches who are coaching them in-house.
Julie, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back for Dr. Ron, Pat, Rob, Larry, and Chris here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, LSU basketball coming up tonight at 7:30, Texas A&M and the Tigers in the PMAC, 8 p.m. tip-off right here on WWL. So somebody messaged me on, a listener messaged me on Facebook and said, Christian, check out Doug Peterson's Wikipedia page. It has him listed as the New Orleans Saints head coach.
Man, somebody messaged me with Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is known for having erroneous stuff all in it.
Yeah.
So, because in it, as I understand it, it's generated by the average, the everyday human being. So you might have access to it. I might. Bobby might.
And somebody can hack it.
What I'm saying is, don't base that on any news, any real news.
They had stuff on me and Wikipedia that wasn't even accurate. You know, you look.
How
at
they
your
mess
own,
that up?
No, but some like, well, that ain't true. That ain't true. It might be who you married to, or this and that, or whatever. A bunch of BS stuff.
Man, they got you married to somebody else.
It's not facts. No, it's not. It's. I mean, people say, "Oh, I saw it on Wikipedia." I mean, it has to be facts.
And listen, they got a lot of people, and I've done shows with some of them. They reading right off of that. They're reading right off of that.
Listen, they had somebody who pretend, you know, I didn't know about the Facebook and all that. Like, at the beginning, this might have been 10 years ago, Bob Hebert, and he claimed to be, like, on Facebook. That was me. What? I had no idea what this cat was doing. you know how you get, like, fake Facebook and all that? Yeah, so I'm
I got one on Twitter. A fake Christian Garrick account.
Yeah. So you
some
know,
fan, I, mean, I guess, or not a fan.
Yeah.
Generated.
So how do you control that? I don't know.
I have no idea either. I just block.
Well, since you're not on Twitter and Facebook, you don't answer nothing.
No. The only thing my wife said we got.
Your wife does.
My wife said we got to nip this in the bud, and then you know you like the real Whoopi Goldberg or something. You know, like the real. It's like right. Okay, this
the
is
real
not,
Bobby Hebert.
That was somebody.
It's
from
like the real Robert.
That's Mitchell. Somebody from Thibodeau that was pretending they were me. I mean.
His name might have been Robert Hebert.
You know what Bobby really,
no,
what
like,
really gets under Bobby's skin?
Cannon and all that.
Is group text messages and social media. Cannot stand group text on Bobby.
Well, I want to text with you 101.
Right.
Why everybody got to know your business? And like all
exactly.
of a sudden they got 5 or 6, 7 people in a group text. What is that? Why don't we all just talk? I mean, so we get a group text. It could be misconstrued how you view things in that group. I mean, the only thing a group text.
And you're right about that because it's not like talking
to
somebody.
I agree.
A text, somebody can take that
for
out
sure.
of.
Yes. The only thing group text and that my grandkids or the kids and all, then you're doing all that. So everybody's trying to send one message out to your immediate family members. I don't have a problem with that. But as far as, like, just socially, like...
Look what I had for lunch.
Yeah.
And they take a picture of the lunch and everything else. Okay, last night, did you
I'm
talk about DeMario Davis?
I did, briefly.
Okay, they got some genius who's on Twitter saying, well, I said that DeMario Davis should be cut and everything else.
What? You never said
show,
that? What?
I never even talked about DeMario Davis yesterday. But this guy, he's claiming that. And so my thing is, it goes to show, one, he ain't the smartest cat in the bunch. He can't even distinguish the voice between you and me.
And I didn't even say DeMario Davis should be cut. I said, I looked at the numbers. We went over thecap.com.
Yeah, and you brought that up. That's why it popped in my mind. But this genius who, he's just trying to get a name for himself
Mike
or whatever.
Mike said
yeah,
DeMario
that
Davis
I said that.
Cut.
And so it goes to show, they got a lot of people who aren't real smart on this deal. And they think they hear stuff from somebody. Now, if you want to report something I said, I got no issue with it. But it goes to show, and you confirm it, and I'm sure he's listening, and he's hitting the delete buttons every chance he can, that I never said it. You brought it up about a possible situation
with
him. Yeah,
it was speculation about numbers.
Right, exactly.
Well,
so but it goes to show how dumb. Did people really sort of believe that? And he sort of spreads it.
Well,
again, so I hope you're listening to this, and you found out exactly what I've been trying to tell you all afternoon, but you're so damn hard-headed, it can't get through your thick skull.
Well, we were supposed to get to something earlier.
Yeah.
Let me talk about, my good friend Carl Johnson from Thibodaux, Louisiana. Will be his third Super Bowl. He will be the line judge.
That's great.
So, man, God bless him. Oh, Carl. friend of mine for many, many years. We were mighty young, and he went to Nichols State.
Carl and I played against each other in high school, junior high. Is he the East or West Thibodeau? A junior high versus Alcee LaRose cutoff.
And man, Carl went to Nichols. Carl was a really good athlete. And so,
great dude.
And all three of us know Carl really well. We've seen him so many times. And every time he sees me, I feel him kind of shake. Man, tell Bobby, stop talking about that. I can't do Saints games. You know?
No, it just looks fishy. I mean, it's like, go do, I don't know, the Bills, Jets, or go do, Seattle and the Rams or whatever, but just say, no, come on, it looks shady if a guy from Thibodeau is doing a Saints game. It'd be the same thing a guy from L.A. And the Saints would play
the Saints
Rams.
Had that happen to them against the Rams.
You know what I want to talk about?
Exactly. But congratulations to Carl. His third Super Bowl, will be the line judge Super Bowl Sunday. So, man, God bless you, brother. You've been a good friend for a long time.
Congratulations, Carl. You know what I want to talk about when we come back is – these all-star officiating crews, I don't think it's healthy
for the
NFL.
We'll talk
about it next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We're going to get to your calls. If we don't get to you this hour, please hold on. We will definitely get you in next hour. I wanted to bring this up because, man, these all-star officials in the NFL, and I think the biggest threat right now to the NFL in terms of if there's going to be a bit of a balk at it, is the officiating is not very good. And the idea that they're taking the best line judge and the best back judge from the NFL and merging them with other referees.
According to how they graded
it's an all-star
the
crew. Yeah, it's an all-star crew. And I get the idea of all-stars. But if you took three Green Bay Packers offensive linemen and put them with two offensive linemen from the Chiefs.
Then I used to work it together.
Exactly.
Hello. Come on. That's like common sense. Chemistry.
I think that was a big part of the NOLA no call.
Oh,
they
big
were
time.
All they were sort of looking at uh-huh. one another.
And they didn't want to step on each other.
Step on somebody's toes.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when you got a guy that's maybe doing his first playoff game and you got another side judge that's been there in the playoffs 8-10 games. So that one making his debut as a playoff official, he's going to feel a little intimidated by that 10-year
ban. I think you should have full-time officials with all the money involved. How could you not have full-time officials?
Well,
they're like professors or they're lawyers. Okay, we'll figure out what they, if they're that good. What did they making with their law firm or as a professor, and you compensate them as a full-time official, and then you know what else you got? And then travel so nothing looks shady. Sorry, you want to be official? You got to get on a plane. You're not doing something in your backyard because everything has to be on the up and up. And with that being said, so when you look at all these officials and all where they come from, listen, you want the best of the best. Do you notice sometimes you think, you want experience, but maybe they're a little old? If you look at that Dallas game, okay, the 49ers, the official was sprinting, but he got off to a late start. And then you finally trying to place the ball and do all that. So there's so many little bitty things. You know what's another thing? The NFL got so much money. Well, why are you even bothering with this? How can you not have a sky official?
That's what I've long said.
Right.
Long said it.
Then you have a guy up there who's partners with these guys on the field. They go, listen, I'm not stepping. I'm not trying to offend you, but you got it wrong. We got to get this right. That's not that complicated. Come on. Especially with technology today. No, because you got to get it right. There's too much money involved. People don't want to feel
jobs
like
jobs at place, legacies
people,
at place.
People don't want to feel like they get ripped off.
Listen, I think Sean Payton, we would say a 2-time Super Bowl champion head coach, he's a lock for Canton, right? If he's not, it might not be a first ballot.
I think his course is similar to Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
Look at mm-hmm. both of them's trajectory that would be into the Hall of Fame. Now, I think Bill's career is over where Sean's still got some life left to it.
I'm telling you, I like this one text we got. I think it would be freaking awesome because Sean's out of the NFC. Sean Payton to the Chargers with Justin Herbert.
I could see it.
I'm telling you right now.
I think Justin would like that, too.
Oh, hell yes. They got the receivers now.
And, man, that coach there. Man, how many times it was at least 3 to 4 times during the year? He's this analytics guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's overanalyzing.
And listen, I get some of that has to be used, but you can't do it all the time. You can't do it all the time.
The Chargers went for it on fourth down.
On their 20-yard line.
On our own 20-yard line Raiders, right?
No, it was so ridiculous. Okay, I understand if you're at midfield and you're positive territory with your opponent. But you're on 20-some yard line, you got to be freaking
You
got
to use some common sense.
No, he overanalyzes.
Yes, I agree with you. I don't think he's a bad coach.
Those younger generation
coaches. But I think that he is a stats guy, and that's how I'm going to do it. And sometimes you got to use between your ears.
You got to have a balance.
And Sean always said, you got to go with your gut sometimes. He said that a lot as a play caller. He just went with his gut quite a few times. All right, Chris, Phil, Tommy, Dr. Ron, I'll carry you guys over in the next hour. Mike D, Mike D'Attilia, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll do it, guys.
All right, that's a wrap for hour two of a Sports Talk. 90 minutes to go. LSU basketball tonight against Texas A&M in the PMAC. Pregame coverage starts at 7:30. Tip-off between the Tigers and the Aggies at 8 p.m. right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.